This is Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse, online, mobile, and on demand, powered by sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to the Mustangs All-Access Postgame Show. Final stats are in. Let's take a look at tonight's totals for the Mustangs. They pour on a school record 106 shots on goal. Alvernia just 11 shots, 86 ground balls for the Mustangs, 26 for Alvernia. Faceoff, Stevenson, 29 out of 34, they win. The Mustangs 3-for-4 with the extra man. 31 saves for Mikhail Gardner for Alvernia. 4 for the Mustangs. Alvernia with 35 turnovers. Stevenson with 16. And we're joined now by the Mustangs head coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, what can you tell us about how your team played that the stats and the scoreboard don't tell us?
Well, I just think that, you know, the starters thing did a great job playing at a high level and getting the score up so we can get everybody else in. And then the other guys got in. I was proud of the level they played at. I thought they did a really nice job moving it around. They didn't lower the level of play throughout, and that's what we want them to do. Through practice, I think they did a great job understanding what we want, and, you know, I thought Alvernia did a great job. You know, their coach is working hard. Their kids really played hard, and, you know, unfortunately, they came up on the end, but, you know, their goalie played great. 31 saves is an unbelievable night for a goalie, and I think our kids really respected that. Went up to him, really gave him a lot of pats on the back. He did a great job, but we're proud of the win, and, you know, we're going to move forward and get ready for our next game.
Coach, what did you learn maybe about some of the guys that are a little bit lower on your depth chart? You had 10 different guys score their first goal of the season tonight. Anybody from that group stand out for you?
Well, you know, we get a lot of guys doing some good job. The Matt Stango, getting Matt Ballmer in, Hunter Schmel, getting all those guys in, and get the Ronies into the game. And a lot of guys did a lot of really good things. So, you know, we're happy to get them all in. I don't think there's one you can single out, because I think they're all really improving their play as the year goes on.
Coach, one guy who started the season as a starter for you guys, I heard when Eddie McLaughlin got on the field at the end, everyone was saying, come on, Eddie. I know, you know, he's a talented player. Obviously, you had him starting from day one. He's coming off the bench now. Right. He just couldn't get one to go tonight. I think he had like seven or eight shots. Two hit the post. Three went right at the goalie. Yeah. He's just snake bitten for a whole
really
year.
He really is. He just can't get it going, but we'll get him one. You know, we're going to keep pushing him to get him, and he will. He's just frustrated with his shot, but, you know, he's a lot better player than that. You know, he's definitely like a 40-point guy throughout a year, and he'll get to that point in his career. He's learning how to handle college lacrosse, and, you know, for a lot of our freshmen, they don't realize this is the kind of the halfway point. Usually their season is over. You know, they're already done. We played so much lacrosse, and they're over, so then they're mentally tired. Their bodies are tired. They're just not used to it. So it's that kind of that wall for those freshmen that they hit a little bit. We've had that with other players like Ryan Rubenstein, and they've hit that wall before. And I think that, you know, he'll get used to it. His body will get him a little rest, get his body caught up, and he'll be fine.
Coach, back to two games a week starting this week, Wednesday at Hood. What do you know about the Blazers?
Well, you know, they're not a bad team, too. And I think they're working hard. They're getting better. They got a new coach. They're doing a lot of great things. And we got Lebanon Valley, who's pretty good and doing some great things. And Widener coming in the picture. He's playing much better now. So that's going to be a big game. And they played us really tough last year before we move on to Salisbury.
All right, Coach. Well, we will see you, I believe, in 11 days against Widener.
Yep.
Back to the Mustangs All-Access Post-Game Show. We're joined now by our player of the game, Sam Wyatt. Sam with two goals early in this one. Didn't see a whole lot of playing time in the second half. Also 3-for-3 returning to the faceoff X. Sam, Coach talked about not sinking down to the level of your opponent. How were you guys able to get up for this opponent and keep the pressure on all night?
Well, you know, at the beginning of the game, Coach said, you know, we got to come out and be professional about this game and play with intensity. And I think the team really took that to heart. I think the team really just came out and we played, and, you know, we got a great start, and that we were able to get the other guys in. I think that was a really good thing for the whole team.
So. When you're a starter and you're not playing much in the second half, I mean, how much fun are you guys having, you know, not having the pressure of a tight game and getting to root for the guys that aren't always out there?
Oh, it's a blast. I mean, you get to see, like, you know, we know everyone's talented on the team, so you get to see the kids who don't get much playing time to show what they have on the field, and it's great for everybody.
Anybody stand out to you? Coach wouldn't say one guy that stood out, but did you see anybody that played maybe better than in practice?
You know, I just think everybody played as a team. I think everybody played as with their role, and I think they all just as a team just played really well. So.
Well, speaking of roles, your role has changed a lot this season. Last year, you were the first guy out there with the faceoffs. You and Brent were battling for that number one spot all year, but you started, I think, all the games last year in the national championship. Now you're a midfielder. You're playing with the ball. How has this transition been for you personally?
I love it. You know, back in high school, it was what I used to do. I played offensive midi. and you know, I had to work really hard over the winter break and work on my stick skills, and I got them up to par, and coach was really pleased. And you know, I really wanted Justin Buonimo and to be the second guy and step up to that plate with Hyken there, so I think that they really make a good compliment.
What's it like for you at this point in the season compared to last season? Is your body healthier, you know, less physical contact in the middle there?
Yeah, a lot more. I'm you know, I you know, just went on a nice diet, and I lost about 15 pounds, so I could run a little bit more on the field, so it was good. And you know, I feel like I can run for days now, so it's good.
Would you say you like being a midfielder, offensive midfielder, better than a faceoff guy?
You know, it has his ups and downs, but you know, I really miss the faceoff X. It was good to be back out there tonight, but yeah, I definitely love the new position of being an offensive midfielder.
Where does this team in your mind stack up with last year's team? Obviously last year's team, you got a ring for winning it all. How do you feel about this year's team? We're past the midway point, heading toward conference playoffs and then the NCAA tournament.
I feel great about this team. You know, everybody has really come together and really has, you know, we're not, you know, we're a unit now, and it's really good to see that everyone come together, and I think that we have a great chance for another repeat. So
now you personally have an interesting story. You always talk about, you know, everyone's got this bright green everything out there, but you wear special bright green shoes. Can you bright pink shoes, excuse me. Can you kind of explain why you do that and what it means to you?
So back in high school, we lost a close family member, Aunt Jean, and she was a big part of our life. And so I, you know, ever since then, you know, she really has a huge impact on our family. And I really just wanted, you know, she gave so much to us. I just wanted to give a little bit back to her through my game of lacrosse. So, you know, ever since then, it's just been pink everything. So.
Well, I'm sure she's enjoying what she's seeing from you this season. She's getting to watch you play more on the field.
Yeah, absolutely.